In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God and name. Today is the seventh day of the blessed month of Babel. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven. Through the tender mercies of our Lord, to my fathers and my brethren, amen. On this day, Apapul, who was from Tamuh, El Tamuhi, departed. Since his young age, to solitary life, he went to Ansena Mountain. There he lived with his disciple Ezekiel, who was the witness of his virtues. For his exceeding love to the Lord Christ, to whom is the glory, he exhausted his body with asceticism, forsaking earthly things, with fasting and many prayers, in a way that exceeds human endurance. For this he deserved that the Lord Christ appear to him and bless him for his conduct in his life. For such is the behavior of those who are perfect and who fight against the flesh. The world and the devil, till they overcome them. St. Paul said to the Lord, all that's due to your care, O you creator and redeemer of the human race, by your death on our behalf, we the undeserving sinners. The Lord Christ comforted and strengthened him. When our father Saint Bishoy went to Mount Ansena, he was joined by the saint Abba Pula. The Lord Christ told Abba Pula, or Pula, your body will be buried with that of my chosen Bishoy. When Abba Pula departed, his body was placed with the body of Saint Bishoy. When they wanted to move the body of Saint Bishoy to the wilderness of Saint Macarius in Skiet, they carried it onto a boat and left Saint Paul's body behind. However, the boat would not move until they brought the body of Saint Paul and placed it beside it, Saint Bishoy's body. Then they brought them to the wilderness of Shehid. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.